Joining us this morning on Talking Horses, Adam Sangster from Swettenham Stud. How are you, Adam?
Good morning, Joe. Couldn't be better. And looking forward to chatting to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, well, there's been plenty happening at Swettenham in recent times. Firstly, the addition of Vakeed Mafeed, which is very exciting, to the roster. We spoke with Sam a few weeks ago about that. How's he settled into the environment?
He arrived about a couple of weeks ago. Andrew Perryman and his brother Adam brought him across. And do you know what? He got off the float, the Golden Farm float, and he was certainly knew he was in a different environment than a few other bulls around him. So he certainly settled in now. So, which is great. And he's just he's a magnificent looking horse, and he really is. And he's obviously on the racetrack. He's doing a great job at the moment. And I've got to say, the breeders are voting with their feet, especially the Victorian ones, and really sort of making sure that they've secured their place in this stallion, because he's very hot property. And I'm just very grateful that Mr. Pan and his team at Golden Farms allowed him to come and stand here in Victoria, because it's a huge coup to have a stand in his quality, and especially a great son of Dubai Wee, who's doing it. And as we well know, Dubai Wee's standing at €250,000, and this is the only son of Dubai Wee in Australia. So we're pretty happy.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, certainly for Victorian breeding, but in general, to have Vakeed Mafeed on your roster, I'm one of his biggest fans. He is a magnificent horse, and he's proven to be an excellent producer of quality racehorses. Now, another addition to the roster is Sioux Nation. Tell us all about that.
Yes, Sioux Nation came really on the back of Coolmore, who've really backed themselves in with these Scat Daddies, and I've got to say, Scat Daddy's figures are a remarkable, Joe. And I mean, he has one in 33 runners, a group one winners. So sadly, he's ill-fated, Scat Daddy. And Sioux Nation's just speed. He's a group one winning 2-year-old. He came to hand very early in Ireland and won his first race in May. By four lengths, and then went to Royal Ascot and won the Norfolk Stakes there, and then backed it up the next start and won the Phoenix Stakes, so Group One level. And so he's just raw speed, and the Magna family recognised what good job we did with Highland Reel last year in getting 148 mares to him, and their team really wanted to stand him in New South Wales, but really with the relationship which we have with the Magnas, and the fact is that I know that Victorian breeders will support this horse, because they've been looking for speed, and he is, he's what everybody wants. He's just raw speed, and he came to hand very early. He's a good, imposing horse. He's well priced at 16,000 plus, and he'll just go like hotcakes. And of course, what's happening to Scat Daddy? I mean, Scat Daddy's had 127 stakes winners, and he only had 5 crops, because he died very early himself. So very, very happy to get him, Joe.
And I'm sure you're very happy too with the result recently at Bendigo on their standalone Saturday meeting with a horse by Toronado winning Prince of Sussex, the Gold Rush. What a great result.
That was a great result. And, game changer for Toronado. And, for Swettenham, we conceived the mare owned by some good friends, Chris Jackson, who's been a great supporter, and Dale and their family, and basically fold down at Swettenham, reared at Swettenham, sold by Swettenham, and bought by Matt Norrie and Paul Dugan. And Matt always had a very sort of high opinion of this son of Toronado, and out of a Testarossa mare, and my God, he tried to lose the race last Saturday in every way, and basically hands and heels, and scooted away. So it was a huge result, and he got 100. Toronado got 168 mares last season. So in his fourth season, it shows that there's a lot of vibes out there. And the recent sale was very strong as well. Though Toronado, as with Vakeed Mafeed, Victoria and the trainers really sort of polarized in on Toronado's and Vakeed Mafeed. So it was a great result. But and in Europe, Joe, he had another winner again last night, Toronado, and at Chantilly, and we've got we know he's going to be He's got some very good ones in the pipeline. A little bit late maturing, but Sons of High Chaparral, gosh, we've seen what's happened with Dundeel. And so you think, I mean, results everywhere, especially up in Sydney. So it's great. So we've got Wright Starline, and he's a speed Son of High Chaparral, having won three of his only three races, unbeaten as a two-year-old at Ascot, and Group 2 champion stakes at Doncaster. So, hey, it's great news for Swetnam. We're pretty happy with where things are going at the moment, Joe.
And the Swetnam connection in the ATC Derby as well, with Americane having a runner there in Costello.
Yes, that's right. What a run. Gosh. Oh, very exciting there. And, of course, he's going to be... He's residing this year at Daisy Hill, the owners, at Colling and Banfords. But we're going to be very much helping them sort of to make sure that that he gets the sport. But hey, the Americanes are having winners everywhere. I mean, they're just. I mean, he himself didn't come down till a 5-year-old, and we're only sort of halfway through his four-year-old career, Americanes. So I mean, the best is yet to come from him, and there's some nice, well-bred ones around. So that is good. And results everywhere. I mean, Trust and August in Dubai. I mean, Thunder Snow, Joe, was, won the Dubai World Cup 2 years in a row. And that's out of Trust and August, immediate family. And it's one of Dad's, my father's old families. And, Balanchine, who actually was a mayor who won the Irish Derby, is very close up in there. But she's a storm cat mare. Subtle Breeze, who produced Trust and August, storm. Very much the Sunday Silence line, which was a Japanese one. And, of course, Trust and August sold so particularly well at the sales recently. So, you know, we're pretty happy with where we are at the moment. And, you know, Puissance de Lune, he's going Son of Chamadal. You know, we've got it all ahead of him at the moment. So it's, we're shooting on all cylinders there, Joe.
That's good to hear. Any other news at Swetnam before we wind things up?
Yeah, we're actually sort of all, what we're doing is we're going to get the colours out a lot more. So certainly we're the royal blue and emerald green and green spots. We I've been waiting for a little while just to reassess the operation, get it back, get it onto a firm setting, and we're basically going to be racing a few more, which is great, and just spreading a few of these Toronados around, and we're in the market at the moment buying a few good brood mares. So we're pretty strong. So all is good with Swetnam, and I thank you for allowing me onto your show, Joe.
Oh, it's always good to have you on, Adam, and that is great news that we'll be seeing a bit more of your famous colours on racetracks around Australia over the coming months and years.
Oh, good stuff, Joe. Thank you very much for that.
All right. Adam Sangster there from Swetnam. They have a new addition to their roster, or a couple now. Of course, Akib Mafid, which we talked about on the show a little while back, and Sia Nation is the latest to join the Swetnam roster in Victoria.